Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about God's favor. God's favor is on you. It surrounds you like a shield. It's on you for a lifetime. We're going to be talking about these concepts, and we're going to be taking communion over them, receiving this, that God's favor is on you. It surrounds you like a shield, and it's on you for a lifetime. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions, we're going to get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. It's about a two-minute long prayer that we pray, mostly of scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. This is the prayer that I pray over myself and my family, all those connected with me every day. And then we take a couple minutes to get still and do the other half of prayer, to listen, to follow God's leading, to examine ourselves, and to plan our upcoming day. What are the things that we know to do? And then that leads us into our time of communion. But let's get started with the prayer. And then we'll dive into this concept and receiving that God's favor is on you. And his favor gives you opportunities in your life that you could not create any other way. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, all those connected to them. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and your grace and your favor that's on our lives. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of the glorious inheritance that is in us, that you put within us, and the immeasurable greatness of this, of the power, of your power, messing it up here, of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above, so far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us. Bless our time here together today. And God, you've given us just both your blessing and your favor on our lives because of the righteousness that we have in Jesus. Father, I just ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive this, to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, but specifically today, just your blessing and your favor that you have poured out, made available to us in Christ. And to be able to receive that and to let it flow through us and to allow us to walk in this in higher and higher levels so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but most importantly, the people right around us. Father, I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best, because now is the time of your favor. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So let's go through the other half of prayer. First thing we want to do, let's position our minds. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. Colossians 1:13 says we should be giving thanks for that regularly. So just taking a second to give God thanks. Thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light. I've just been thinking about this concept of being released from the darkness, transferred into the light. When you come into the light, Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me and learn from me, because I'm gentle and you will find rest for your souls. Just thinking of this concept, we've been transferred into this kingdom. We get to have this new way of living from the inside out, where God's grace empowers us. We get to live in his kingdom, where his grace and his power and his love and his favor makes things happen in our lives, rather than us trying to effort and force our way. It doesn't mean we don't do anything. We do the things that we know to do. We walk in obedience, doing the things that we know to do, loving other people, following God's plans and purposes for our lives. Doesn't mean we do nothing. You may actually work more than you've ever worked before. But it's from a place of rest on the inside that you're transferred into the light. God's with you. And learning this new way of doing things in God's kingdom. And it's just when you learn that, this pressure just lifts off of you. That heaviness. When we're in darkness, it feels heavy. When you learn to position your mind and your heart in the light, we can be focused on darkness and we can be focused on light. We can be focused on all the problems or we can be focused on God being with us and that he's bigger than the problems. He's more powerful than the problems and he loves us. Whichever one we focus on, we'll get more of. And we can have an indicator. When I'm focused on the darkness, everything feels heavy. When I'm focused on the light, the heaviness lifts. The heaviness begins to lift off of me. I believe it's Isaiah 61. Some of the versions or translations say God will give us a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Just fixing our minds and what we're grateful for and begin to praise God for those things, to focus on what's going well, what's going right. What are the steps forward that I took? How is God showing up in my life and that he's with me? Let's position our minds on that. And the heaviness just begins to lift because you've got his favor right now. And then how are your levels of peace? Just supernatural peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. We can have that every single day. How were your levels of it over the last 24 hours? And remember, it's like a light switch. Either it's on and flowing, either we're in the kingdom and it's on and flowing, or it's not. And the reason it's not usually is because we get distracted. In my own case, I've learned peace is my indicator that I'm single-minded, that I've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. God's with me. I'm seated with him in heavenly places in Christ. And I envision that in my mind and then take that positioning into the things that I do on a daily basis. And yes, sometimes I get distracted. Just talking about it the other day, sometimes issues or problems come up and we get focused on these and we lose our focus. And then it's just learning to get it back to course correct and get it back where you got that peace flowing again. And there's that lightness about you. Everything feels lighter. If you got that heaviness on you, it's weighing you down. Stop focusing on the darkness. Let's focus on the light. And then how's your levels of joy? Just supernatural, overflowing joy. And I like to say it this way. Joy is my indicator of presence. That I'm living in the present moment and I'm aware of God's presence with me in what I'm doing. It's my indicator. And presence is what I call the grace table turner. Presence turns the tables and allows God's grace and his power and his beauty and his favor and all these good things that he has for us. When we get more present, it turns the tables and all that begins to flow out of us. We're not dwelling on the past. We're not worried about the future. Think about that thing that just pushed your buttons maybe earlier today. That's in the past already. Now, in the present moment, that's where God's favor is. We're going to see here, now is the time of God's favor. You got to get more present to experience God's favor. So how's your levels of joy? And if you're not having it, again, it's like a light switch. Either you got it or you don't. And it's getting more present in your day, I think, is the indicator. Or is the thing to do to experience that joy. And all of a sudden, that grace begins to flow. And you have a whole lot more fun, too. You have a whole lot more fun when you just go about enjoying your day. And then what do you know to do over the next 24 hours? What are the things that you know need to get done? There might be some administrative things, errands you need to run, some little things that you need to do. But then also, what are the things that you want to do? What are you motivated or prompted, or what's God stirring on the inside of you? You've got his favor on your life. He's got some good works for you to walk in. Jesus purified, he redeemed us to purify a people who are zealous, eager to do good. What's the good things that he's been prompting you to walk in? He's got some good things for you to do, some good works for you to walk in. You're not saved by those, but once you're saved, you got some things to do. You got some work to do. And then what's the most important thing God's been teaching you, he's been training you in, he's been showing you over the last day? What's he talking to you about? If we're seated with him in heavenly places, we're sitting next to him all day, and he doesn't say a word to you all day, something's wrong. getting tuned into his voice. His voice leads us to a beautiful place, to a spacious place, free from all restriction as we tune into his voice. If you need to pause the recording for a second, for a minute or two, just to get still and to listen. And just kind of take a few minutes to remember, what's he been talking to me about today? What have I been thinking about? What's been running through my mind today? And then you can use a little filter. Well, is that thought lovely and just and pure, of good report? Does it line up with things in Scripture? You can begin to filter these out to see, all right, what's God been teaching me? What's he been showing me over the last day? And you'll begin to do that day by day. It leads you to that beautiful place. So let's talk about the day of favor, or the time of favor. God's favor is on you right now. Now is the time of God's favor, as we're going to see in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. But I had a time when God was teaching me about favor. And I felt like that day that God was teaching me about favor, I woke up about 3 a.m. God was prompting me to get up. And I was watching a YouTube video that I felt like he wanted me to watch. And the first words out of the guy's mouth were, God's favor is on you. And it surrounds you like a shield. It's like that whole day, he began to just teach me about favor, how his favor is more valuable than choice silver, how his favor, now is the time of his favor. And his favor is on you for a lifetime. He surrounds you with it, and it's on your life for a lifetime. And how does that favor come? It comes from the righteousness that's been given to us in Christ. We have favor with God. We have God's blessing and his favor. Think of it like a 1-2 punch. You've got his blessing and favor on your life. Jerry Savelle has a lot of teachings on favor. He talks about God's blessing as his empowerment to prosper, and his favor opens up opportunities. His favor opens up opportunities and opens up doors for us in our lives that we could not open otherwise. And you have God's favor on your life. He wants to help you. Think about it. You have favor with somebody. It means you're in good standing with them. And we have that good standing because of what Jesus did. As we take communion, we're going to have a time to meditate on that today. But I'm just thinking of this. I'm going to pull up my Bible here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, as God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now, right now. Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. So when I was writing my book, 7 Days with Jesus, I really felt God prompted me to record the date that he began to teach me about his favor. And that date was July 19th, I believe it was 2014. July 19th, 2014. And ever since, I didn't think too much of it at the time, but ever since that time, every time July 19th rolls around, and just today is July 19th, he begins to remind me of his favor. Again, his favor is on you, surround you like a shield, it's on you for a lifetime. And now is the time of his favor. You have to get present to be walking in this favor. That's where the grace flows. One of the translations of grace is unmerited favor. Undeserved favor that we did not earn. Jesus earned it for us. And so this July 19th doesn't mean you only have his favor on you on July 19th. It's just an annual reminder, kind of like the 4th of July is a reminder of our freedom. But every July 19th, God begins to remind me about this concept. Now, I want you to think about it. Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. God's given us this favor. It's on us. It's for us. It's for a lifetime. He's given it to us. It's waiting for us to receive it and to walk in it. Jesus grew in it. This is something that we have to receive from God, and we can begin to grow in it over time. And so when we take communion today, it's going to be symbolic. When we break the bread and we take the cup today, it's going to be a line in the sand. It's going to be a turning point in our lives to say, well, you know what? From this point on, I'm going to receive this and I'm going to grow in it from this point on going forward forever. It's going to be a turning point. The trajectory of this is going to go continually up from this point on. I'm going to grow in this continually in my life from this point on when we take communion today. So he grew in his favor. How do we grow in this favor? Number one, receiving it from God. Number one, gratitude. Just simple belief and thanksgiving. Simple belief and thanksgiving that God has given it to us. And just start thanking him and praising him consistently for his blessing and his favor on your life because of what Jesus did. And then realizing it comes through righteousness. This favor is on our lives because of the gift of righteousness that we've been given. Jesus' righteousness has been credited to our account. God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God. We now have righteousness or right standing. We're right with God. Our relationship with God, we're right with him. We have peace with him because of what Jesus did. And part of what comes along with that is God's favor. When he's not against you, he's for you, and you have his favor on your life. And then it also comes with humility. Another aspect of receiving this, we have gratitude, understanding it comes by righteousness, and then humility. The humility of saying, you know what, I didn't earn this. This is a gift. This is a gift. But if I give you a gift, you can choose to accept it and receive it and to put it to work in your life and to use it in your life or not. You could choose to reject it, to take it back, to return it to the store, or to just put it in the closet and never use it. We get to grow in this favor of God. And then it's learning to receive it in the present moment. To say, you know what? Right now. Now is the time of God's favor. Right now. We have to get ourselves out of the way. We got to stop putting the pressure on ourselves to try to figure everything out. How do we earn this favor? How do I get God to do this for me? What button do I have to push to get God to move on my behalf and all these types of things? And learning to rest. Get ourselves out of the way. And just let it flow through us. Get more present in the present moment. And what's your indicator? Remember, joy. Joy is your indicator. When you have more joy flowing in your life, you're going to experience more of this favor. And then it's just beginning to walk it out. Doing the things that you know to do. And as you start moving forward, you start putting things in motion in your life. God's going to begin to open doors, and he's going to put you in the right place at the right time with the right people. And this favor is going to begin to grow. You're going to grow in favor with both God and man. God's going to open doors. You're going to grow in favor with God. You show up, you're present, you just keep walking, doing the things that you know to do. And one of the things that's going to happen, as you do what you know to do, he's going to prompt you to be a blessing. And as you become a blessing to the people around you, that's going to open up some key relationships. And some of those key relationships that just came about from just purely trying to be a blessing are going to open some doors for you as well. So we're going to take communion over this here. And I believe we're going to, the moment we receive this, we're going to believe we receive it. Excuse me. We're going to believe we receive it in the present moment right now. Because now is the time of his favor. So every time we take communion, it's done with just holy awe and reverence and honor for what Jesus did, for what God has done. He was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. If he was willing to do that, how will he not freely give us all things, including his favor, his blessing and his favor on our lives? It's truly an amazing thing when you think about it. He's given us his steadfast, unfailing love. And you pair that with, he loves you, you've got favor with him, and nothing is impossible for him. He can do anything. He can open any door that needs to be opened. You put those two things together, how much he loves you and that nothing's impossible with him. It's extremely powerful. But every time we take communion, we're bringing the sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment, right now, where the favor is, making it active and relevant in our lives. And the Apostle Paul says in Corinthians, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is an important thing to do. Why? Because in the case of a will or an estate plan, this favor is part of the inheritance. But you have to proclaim his death to receive the inheritance. If you're talking about a will or a trust or an estate plan or life insurance, you have to prove somebody's death to get the benefits of it. Every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, that his body was broken, his blood was shed. And now we have peace with God, and now is the time of God's favor. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he said this very simple thing, told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." Receive what? Today? Receive the favor. Receive God's favor is on you. It surrounds you like a shield, and it's on you for a lifetime. And his favor is better than silver or gold or any of these other things. It can do more for you. Father, we thank you for this bread in Jesus' name. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." So the moment we take this cup, think of it like an activation where this favor is going to start going to work immediately. It may start small, but it's going to grow every day from this point on. Our role is to get more present in our day because now is the time of his favor. Joy is our indicator of that going forward. Every time you experience joy, I want you to be a reminder for you. Wait a minute. God's favor is flowing. Every time you experience joy, peace, and joy, his favor is flowing. Father, we thank you for this cup. In Jesus' name, I ask you to bless it. All right, so now it's simply about walking it out. If we believe we receive the moment we took that communion, should be a turning point in our lives. Things should be different going forward. One of the amazing things I've learned about favor is as you see God's favor flowing in your life, it gives you this opportunity to just know God, to take your relationship with him to the next level. As you grow in more and more favor with him, it's like it takes your relationship to the next level where you know him better. You know his heart. You know what he wants to do for you. You know how much he loves you in your life. And Jesus says the definition of eternal life, John 17:3. Jesus says the definition, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God the Father, and me, Jesus Christ. We have a personal relationship with him. And I believe that those two go hand in hand. As we grow in our relationship with him, we grow in our favor with him. But I hope this has been helpful for you. I'm going to rephrase that just a little bit. As we grow in our relationship with him, that favor is already there. We just begin to walk in it at a higher level, and we begin to know him even more. It just creates this virtuous cycle, where as we experience his favor more, we know him better, and it makes us want to know him better. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.